Okay, so this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 884. And this is dated Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the first day of the month of Shvat in the year Tov Shindal, Brooklyn, New York. And of course, this has been almost a year now since the passing of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the Rebbe is addressing this letter from Brooklyn, New York, Elanash Tamid Atmimim V'chol HaKrevim V'chassidus V'chassidim D'V'chol HaSar V'HaSar Hashem Aleim Yichyu. This is addressed to all the Chassidim and the students of the Tamimim and all those that are feel themselves close to the Chassidus and Chassidim, wherever you may be. May God be with you. So he starts like this, with peace and blessing. As we are coming forth before this great and holy day, which is the 10th of Shabbat, which is the Yom HaHilula, the day of passing of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Admor Harene Kaporos Mishkove. These are the titles for the Rebbe, and you use the word Harene Kaporos Mishkove throughout the first year of passing. So the Rebbe says, I want to remind you and to encourage you with regards to the Mimer that's the Chassidic discourse that he had prepared to publish for the day of the Skatalkus, the day of passing, which is the Mimer that opens up with the words Bosi Legani, I've come to my garden, words of Shir Hashirim, which was on Yud Shvat Tovshin Yud, which is for the 10th day of Shvat Tovshin Yud. So the Rebbe, officially, we didn't know that he's going to pass away, but he has prepared a mimer for that day. This was done before his passing, and he prepared because it also happens to be the passing of his grandmother, and so he did it in honor of that. But then he ended up passing away, and that was considered to be his special message for the community. We'll see what the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe says, certainly you're going to learn this mimer on the night and on the day of the Hilula. On Yud Shvat, you're going to study that mimer. And using the language of our leader in his letters, in Kuntros Gimel, Kuntam Vav, he says like this, this day has that special quality to connect ourselves with the Tree of Life. So that each one and one of our of the Chassidim should merit that upon him and on his family should shine the merit of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Harine Kaporos Mishkove. He devoted and self-sacrificed himself, his soul, his holy soul, for us to lead us, to direct us on the ways and the passageway of the righteous who are the foundation of the world, which is our Rebbes that preceded him in the older generations, so that we will be helped with children, life, and with plentiful food in a plentiful way. He's talking about Anash, he's talking to the Chassidim and the students of the Tamimim, may you live. Please wake yourself up, arouse yourself, and come. Come to the courtyards of Hashem, which means to the shuls, to the study halls, to the davening, to the learning of the public shiurim. Get together and fabreng with love, with brotherly love, to strengthen the studies by supporting those who study Torah and those who occupy themselves in the service of Hashem. The Anash and Talmidat Mimim, and all those who take part in the ways of Chassidim and Chassidus, stand ready, all of you, you, your wives, your children, your daughters, to receive the blessing of Hashem in a flow of life, good sustenance, and nachas from your descendants. Hashem will give his flow to you and to us by arousing great mercy from the source of mercy and true kindness, similar to those that bring in the mercy that my father-in-law is going to arouse, the Baal HaYilula, and may you be blessed with children, life, and plentiful of food. This is signed by the Rebbe. And this but this is the letter. Let's do